What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, episode 59, the Lion Program, with Cat Webb and the Springwoods High School Sports Medicine Program for October 30th, 2013. I'm your host, Jeremy Jackson. With me today is...
Brianna.
Marissa.
Edith.
And Michelle. Go ahead, Lorena.
Aisha.
Alex.
Marlin.
Then we got a couple other students doing different jobs, and you can hear in the background... Well, this time it's not the coaches, which I'm sure you will hear later over here watching film, but you're actually hearing the coach at one of the elementary schools of the guests we're going to be talking to. Today we're going to be talking with Bailey. She is representing Springwoods High School sports medicine, their sports medicine 2 class that is actually teaching courses to elementary kids. They're teaching basic sports medicine to elementary kids. And we're going to be watching live what they're doing. She's going to be explaining how they do it, what they do, some of the things that they messed up, some of the ways that they've done good, things like that. So, Bailey, are you guys ready to go?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're cutting in and out a little bit. It's a little difficult to hear.
All right, do you have the headphones in?
Yes, sir.
All right. It may just be because you're on a wireless connection in the gym.
Yeah, that could be it.
But I'm not... I mean, it sounds fine here on our end.
Okay, great.
All right. So, well, why don't we go ahead and get started with you, and then that way we can catch as much of your lesson as we can.
Okay. So just start explaining?
Well, hang on just 1 second.
Okay.
Tell us about the line.
You have to speak loudly. They have to be able to hear you.
Okay. Tell us about the Lion Program.
There you go.
Well, the Lion Program allows us as high school sports medicine students to come to an elementary school and teach them more about what we do.
All right, so what is Lion? Is that the school mascot, or is it an acronym for something?
Well, we started at Westwood Elementary, so just one elementary school, and their mascot is the lion. So we kind of formatted our program around it. So lion also stands for lifesavers in our neighborhood.
Okay. I was wondering because I capitalized it in all my stuff because I thought it meant something different, but I wasn't sure. So, all right, very cool. So why don't you go ahead and describe kind of what's going on there, and then we're going to ask some other questions throughout.
I'm sorry, what was that?
To describe what's going on there, and then we'll ask some questions about it.
Okay, right now, we just finished with our first group. So we did our lesson and then played a game with them, and now their coach over here in the orange is just kind of finishing up and talking to them about their different school activities that they do and things that are going on there.
Okay. How did it start?
Don't forget behavior academics.
How did the Lion Program start?
Hold on. Let me have Ms. Webb explain that to you.
Paper.
Here we go.
Yeah, behavior and academics. I'll tear your paper up.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, what was the question?
How did the Lion Program start?
Emily.
Oh, it is cutting out. Am I cutting out for you guys?
No,
we hear you fine over here.
Okay. Real quick before I answer, Bailey will rotate. You can see all the sports medicine students. So these are all
guys.
The high school students that will be teaching each month. The Lion program started so that the high schoolers could follow the medical model of see one, do one, teach one. So in sports one, they see a medical skill, they do a medical skill with their practical, and then in sports two, they have to teach it to see if they really understand that medical skill. The best place to start was with the fifth graders, letting them know that they are smart enough to do medical skills and to be able to help their own families if they have an emergency.
All right. The C1 Teach One. And where did you get that concept?
I got that from some of my pre-med classes in college. Gotcha. A lot of doctors are told that you will see one, do one, and then teach one, especially in the surgical world.
Okay.
How long does each lesson last at the elementary?
Each lesson lasts about 40 to 45 minutes. Yay, Bailey put me on the screen. About 40 to 45 minutes. When they go to one elementary, they only teach the lesson once. And then when they are at Westwood, which is where we are now, they will teach twice.
So you go to two different schools in one day?
In 1 month.
In 1 month. So how many times do y'all teach at the school that you're at now?
So today they will teach two different classes of fifth graders, approximately 50 students in each class. So they'll teach the 45-minute twice.
Number one. Gotcha. So they'll teach about 100 fifth graders two separate times each month?
Yes.
Okay, I gotcha.
So the high school students are separated into groups of three or four. Those students then choose their lesson. They choose how they want to teach it. They choose how what skill they want to teach, what activity they want to do. Everything is up to the high schooler. And then they then teach for a whole month. So this group,
squad lines, we got our coaches here,
Vanessa
today,
and the green, Carly and Kyle. They're the three in charge of October.
You just had respect last week, Kevin.
All right, and so real quick, if you're just happening to listen live or even listen to the recorded version, again, we were talking with Kat Webb from Springwoods High School and her sports medicine students, and they're teaching in an elementary gym, so the extra noise you hear is not our coaches this time, but it's their PE coach. And so it's just part of the situation if we're working with a live environment, then that's what we're going to work around, so... If we're paused and you can't understand those announcements, I'm sorry, but it's what we got. So. All right, so we're going to get back to a little bit more of the question about the program. When are y'all going to start doing some of the demonstrations again?
Right now, the next class just came in, so they will start with introducing themselves, and then they will go into a warm-up. And then their lesson for October is emergency action plans with spine boarding. So we have a fake injury that will go down during the warm-up. The fifth graders are not aware of it. And the high schoolers show them complete chaos, what happens when you don't have a plan at home. And then we will go through the plan correctly and show them correct spine boarding, AED, how you need paperwork, how do you call 911. So they are prepared at home, and then Lion students then cross over into the sixth grade athletic training students, and they already know basic skills when they come to help us. So I'm going to let you have Bailey, and then she will explain what the high schoolers are doing.
All right.
Hello.
Welcome back, Bailey.
Hi.
We're going to do five push-ups.
So currently, we have our high schoolers up here starting the warm-up. They just introduced themselves, and now we're going to start the warm-up. So when you're not teaching, you basically become an elementary schooler. So they kind of spread out throughout the crowd and do what they do.
Music, we're going to do five push-ups. So get in the push-up position.
So Vanessa, up here with the microphone, is explaining their warm-up. And during the warm-up, we'll have a fake injury go down.
Well, don't say it too loud, then all the elementary kids are going to hear you.
Hopefully not. They're too excited that there's an iPad around. So we're just starting the warm-up, playing some music, normal elementary school stuff.
All right, so while we're waiting for the injury to occur, how long does it normally take y'all to prepare this lesson? Have y'all been doing this since the beginning of the school year? Or... Can you hear me, Bailey?
Let me know if there's anything else you guys want to see specifically or any questions you have for anybody. glad that we have our injury.
All right, it looks like someone is having a seizure there on your gym floor. Is that what's going on, Bailey? Somebody having a seizure, apparently? Bailey, can you hear us?
I'm so sorry. Say that again.
Said it looks like somebody's having a seizure there on your gym floor. Is that what's happening?
To the Wi-Fi. Okay, one more time.
All right, so it looks like someone was having a seizure there.
Sort of. He was supposed to have a spinal injury, but he's a little exuberant. So he's just trying to demonstrate complete chaos to our elementary schoolers and what that looks like.
They look like they're having a time of their life.
He's yeah. All crowded around.
Yeah, they really enjoy it. The funny thing about elementary school kids that nobody really gets is that they adore high schoolers. Like, as soon as we walk in here, they're essentially just fixed on us. So it really helps them learn what we have to teach because they listen to everything we have to say. So now Vanessa in the middle is trying to create some order to teach how to do things properly with an emergency action.
So I'm going to stand in the middle and y'all sit around this red circle. Sit around the circle. Guys, come here.
Each one of our high schoolers have a specific job that they're assigned to do. So Leroy in the bright orange and Kyle in the green hoodie in the back are in charge of crowd control, basically. So they're trying to manage the kids and show them where to sit and what to do.
Oh, okay.
Do I have to?
So what, we
what have y'all students taught so far?
What have we taught so far?
Yeah.
So far this year, we've only taught emergency action plans and how to spine board. But in years past, we've taught anything from splinting to first aid to nutrition or anatomy. Anything you could learn in a sports medicine class, we go teach.
Michael and Romero are helping me put Jared on the spine board. Harley brings the AED, which will show you later when she brings this.
What are the benefits to the elementary schools?
To the elementary schools?
Yes, ma'am.
It really just teaches them basic medical knowledge so that they can benefit their community and learn how to be an athletic training student if that's something they desire.
All right, so Bailey, how long were y'all working on this before? Is this the first one y'all done this year? Is that what you said?
This is our first month, but this is our second elementary school.
All right, so have y'all been learning this all year long so far? We're about 12 weeks into the school year, 10 weeks into the school year, whatever it is.
Well, in our program, we learn everything in sports medicine one. Then when we get to sports medicine two, that's when we teach it. So we learned about this last year. And so far this year, we've really just been doing other projects. We've just been preparing for this lesson for about a week or so.
All right, so more or less you learned all this stuff last year, but then you just kind of put the lesson together this last week or so?
Yes.
So it's not something that takes a whole long time, I guess, because Ms. Webb there has a pretty good system worked out.
Yes. Basically, we give the group who's about to teach a day or two to put their lesson together, and then we go outside and they teach it to us. So we pretend we're elementary school kids. We act as obnoxious as possible, ask the most ridiculous questions we can, all to prepare them for what they need to learn and what they need to teach. So after they teach it to us, then we all get jobs and participate in their lesson and help them teach it. And then we come to the elementary school and teach it here.
How does this affect your sports medicine program?
Well, this allows us to gain more students in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade because they've been exposed to us here in the 5th grade at the elementary school level. And then they can decide if they really like the program or what and come and participate with us in all of our athletics.
All right, so I don't know if you have, like, numbers, but how many kids do you think from the 5th grade lessons actually become student athletic trainers? How many of those transfer?
Well, since this is only our second or third year doing this, we haven't really had kids as freshmen come over, but we have had 5th and 6th graders come and participate with us. We've had about 5 last year, I believe, about 5 students from the line program last year come teach with us, or come work with us, I should say.
And so when they come work with you, tell me what that means. Are they just carrying water bottles? Are they just sitting on the sidelines at games? Are they only at practices? What does that mean?
Well, Ms. Carroll and Ms. Webb have kind of a different way of working with us in our athletic training program. So we pretty much work at the level of a college sophomore. So everybody starts off as a water person. So that means you carry a rack and you work your way up to earning your kit and earning your tape. And that means you're participating, you're doing everything you can to learn different medical procedures. So if a 5th grader or a 6th grader really wanted to do it and they participated in the way that a high schooler would, they could earn just as much as we could. It just depends on their willingness to discipline themselves and learn what they need to learn.
Okay, so we're going to go through what we
So have. As a 6th grader, they could come and stand on the sidelines with a sling bag and water bottles if they were really working hard and doing everything they were supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Yep, they could.
Now, maybe this would be better addressed to Ms. Webb, but it seems like having a 6th grader might be a little bit dangerous, having a 6th grader on the sidelines.
Here, I'll let Ms. Webb answer that one.
Here, I'll just ask you again.
Okay.
It seems like having a 6th grader on the sidelines with, you know, a kit and water bottles might be just a little bit dangerous because there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, it's not the same speed as an intermediate school game. What are your thoughts on that?
I completely agree. And the students that we have had have actually ended up helping us during soccer season, and they hadn't reached the level of a kit. Our expectation is to have students at the 6th grade level be almost like a coach helper or a manager with a little extra skills. And then at 7th and 8th grade, if they have come over to the high school for our football practice and have been trained, then they can be a junior athletic training student for 7th and 8th grade sports. Some of the students that have gone above and beyond and have actually gone to student symposiums, Spring Branch hosts a conference very similar to GHATS, and we have invited 4th and 5th graders that have come to practice, that have shown us that they have skills, and they've gone to conferences with us like that. The kit and for varsity level is intense. So in the next, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, we will actually invite 4 5th graders that we feel can handle it, and they will stand on the sidelines, but they won't actually be able to participate with water or kit because they have not earned that for us.
So you're going to have 4 5th graders just standing there watching on the sidelines because they've been coming to practice every day, every other day, or
because of the It's hard to explain. Because of the way they've participated in the Lion program, then we ask their coach, Coach K, if he recommends anybody. And like I said, we had some fourth graders last year that went to conference with us, so that we know that we'll target them as a fifth grader to be able to stand with us. And they're assigned to a student, or they're assigned to myself or Ms. Harrell. So they're not unattended during a varsity game.
Okay. And so she had mentioned sixth graders as well. Do you have any sixth graders coming out now?
This year, unfortunately, we did not have any. It ended up last year, the sixth graders that we had all found out about football and started playing football.
She just magically found out, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so then what, I mean, I'm really interested in this program because obviously it sounds like it builds a lot of interest at, you know, at fifth grade level.
Yes.
And then you're talking about a more local type jihad. Where do you...
I'm sorry, can you repeat?
Yeah, it's pretty loud and I was collecting my thoughts there.
Sorry, I'm trying to see if we can get into the office. Her microphone keeps getting louder, I think.
That's okay. If there's a point where you want to show what they're doing, then we can just step over there and watch and listen to that for a second. Are they teaching something?
Yes, they're teaching right now.
Okay, well let's take a break from the questions and go over there, get a little bit closer and watch and see what they're doing.
Okay, let's go. Vanessa's teaching.
This is like an average-sized spine board. So we could fit our football players from high school that are big. Jared's not that big, and he was kind of almost off the board. But usually we can just put him on there. That's how we have all these straps to make sure they're secure on there. And in case, if it was an actual emergency, we wouldn't really be flipping them over. We just did that to show you that we secured them enough that they will not flip over, because in an ambulance, the ambulance will be going fast and they're going to be moving around a lot. So we made sure he secured the spine board and he's not going to be going anywhere. Yes? Well, if his ankles were broken, that'd be a different story. We wouldn't have to spine board. We would spine board only for neck and spine injuries. That's why it's called the spine board. If it was an ankle injury, we'd do something different. Like if he was injured in... No. Yes, he would call 911 for that. Okay. Everybody get into a ready position for torpedo.
All right, this looks like it could be chaos.
Okay, so they're going to go into their activity. Part of the deal with Lion, since we went into the health fitness classroom instead of an assembly or a regular classroom, they have to do some type of movement. So the high schoolers, their activity has to be something medical, a skill they can take home, and an activity. So to show them healthy nutrition, fitness, things like that.
Okay, so now they're just doing something physical.
Yes, yeah, so they're going to play torpedo, which is going to look like chaos with a dodgeball.
So is anybody going to go down here with a fake spine injury?
So when they originally started playing this, they were teaching about heart rate and how you need to monitor your heart rate and how you burn calories and what type of foods you should eat. So the fifth graders already know how to take their pulse. So once everyone gets out, then they'll sit and take their pulse. They've already learned their anatomy, so instead of saying from the waist down, they'll say they can hit their femur or tibia, but they can't hit their scapula, so things like that.
Gotcha. Do you guys know all those here? Do you know where your femur is? You're going to have to work on that.
Is that on the fingers?
Yep, the femur is the thigh. That's the leg.
Femur, thigh. I knew that.
All right, so Ms. Webb, at this point, are they finished with the EAP lesson?
It's cutting out.
So at this point, are they finished with the EAP lesson? Are they going to go back to that?
No, that this is the end of their lesson. They usually they have to turn in a lesson plan to me that follows a rubric that tells me their classroom management, their worksheets, the whole nine yards that a regular teacher would turn in. And so they start with the warm-up, then it goes into a lesson, and then it goes into their activity. Then it's a follow-up, making sure they understand what they were taught. And we usually try to give them something from one of our doctors to promote the different doctors that help us at the high school. So like a Powerade bottle with a business card taped to it or something like that.
All right, so how do we go about doing something similar here or in any other high school? Miss Webb, are you there?
I only got part of it. How at a similar school or high school?
Yeah, how could I get this started here if I wanted to do something? You know, obviously I'm going to start small if we were to make one visit or something like that. Then what would you say I need to do?
I honestly went to the elementary school first. I asked my sports medicine students what they thought about it, and they thought it was wonderful. Until they got to the school and thought, oh my goodness, they didn't realize how much work teachers really do. And then I went to the elementary school and asked, would you be willing to have this happen during your class? It could be chaos because high schoolers are completely in charge. It's complete student-to-student learning. So the high schoolers learn the same time fifth graders do. I had an elementary school coach, that Coach K, who said that he would answer any questions that you guys may have. He said, yeah, that's fine. And then went to the principals and told them the idea and thought that it would really benefit both fifth graders and high schoolers. And they said, okay, let's try it for a year. The second year, the district wanted it to go district-wide because fifth graders and high schoolers were talking about it and how much they had learned just from being taught from another student versus a teacher. And then now the entire athletics program has gone to an initiative where all the sports come over to teach fifth graders to help promote their sport for fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade before they get to the high school.
All right, so how do you feel about that? That they kind of stole your thunder there? You know, this was your big thing, and then they came in and now made all of athletics do that.
I'm okay with it. I've seen a huge change with the students, and we've seen a lot of mobility issues. So we have a lot of fifth graders that can't do certain agility drills, and that becomes an issue when we see them as a freshman, especially when you're looking at injuries and the amount of injuries you may see, maybe at the ankle or something, when lo and behold, it was a skill they were never taught, you know, in fifth grade. So when the sports come over, they're teaching them basic dribbling, running, drills that you do in high school, but the very fundamental skills. And then each year they build, just like sports medicine does. So right now we have a program that's called Coaches U, and we have high schoolers that come and coach fifth graders. And we're in the hopes that that will actually be partnered with the university, and then sports medicine will be tied into that. So we'll have high schoolers that will be able to receive kind of like teacher credit, an internship hour, if you want to call it that, for the amount of time they spent with the fifth graders. So it's really grown. It's really cool to watch.
All right, so really all of it started with you teaching, you deciding to teach elementary kids with your sports medicine kids. So then how did that work out with the other high schools in your district? If they're like being told, hey, you have to do this.
Athletically, the high schools are very intuitive and enjoy going over to teach. I just lucked out being at a high school that kind of already did some of this stuff with the middle school, but they just hadn't gone to the elementary level, so we were kind of always on the forefront.
Okay.
Sports medicine-wise, it has not really caught on throughout the district. We have a few nurses that are wanting to start the program instead of the athletic trainers, just because that is asking for more work. But I can see them gradually kind of turning their eyes and seeing about implementing their program at the other high school.
All right, so are they done playing torpedo yet? Sounds like they're making a lot of noise.
We still have... once all the high schoolers get out, the elementary students can almost go for hours. So we usually try to tag out the strongest elementary students first, and our high schoolers failed at that. So now it's like cat and mouse. They're running around in circles. All the high schoolers are out. Okay, so now they just ended, and now Vanessa's going to do a recap on how to do an emergency plan at home.
All right, so let's go out there and see that.
Can you guys hear when I put the headphones out towards her mic?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we're about to pass you out two papers, so make sure everyone has two papers. The first paper we're going to be passing out is something that you fill out and you will bring back to your coach. That you're going to fill out with your address and put important phone numbers just in case of an emergency. These are things that you should know, where your nearest hospital is, and you're going to draw a little map of your house, your neighborhood. So if an emergency happens, you know what to do. And also, it helps you make an emergency action plan with your family. So if something does happen at home, you know what to do. You know who to call. You know where to go. So in a case of any emergency, this is help to make a plan with your family. The second paper is an explanation on what we did. It's how to spot board. And at the bottom, it says helpful things. It reminds you again other helpful things that you need to notice in case of an emergency. You need to make sure you know your address, the nearest hospital, and all of the phone numbers in your family. Okay, never expect we're at home. Make sure, because that can just make your injury worse. You always call 911 in case of an emergency. Never try to spine board at home. Just don't even try to. You always call 911 in that serious emergency because you don't want to hurt the person even more. And make sure, like I said again, your phone numbers, address, nearest hospitals are always good to know in case of emergencies. And you're going to turn that first paper in that you draw and you fill out, this one, that's front and back. You're going to turn this back into Coach K, and so he's just going to look over and make sure everyone knows their phone numbers, address, because it's really good to know that. Are there any questions on what we did or on the papers? Ms. Webb, would you like to ask?
So, see you got 15 minutes.
Okay, we're going to ask two questions, and then we're going to play torpedo.
Yes!
Okay, what does the AED do? The AED, yes? What are two important things you need to know in case of emergency?
Yes. Like where your address is, you call 911, some words transfer, like and you have to tell them about
that. Okay, now we're gonna you can put your papers in the back. On the yellow square on the outside of the paper. So we have to
Okay, so now it goes back to chaos.
All right. All right, so then we'll ask you a couple more questions, and then is there a way you can get the elementary coach in here, or does he have to stay in there when the kids are playing?
Hold on a second. I couldn't hear it.
I said we have a couple more questions, but is there a way you can get the elementary coach in here, and I could ask him a few questions, and then, or does he have to stay in there while they're playing?
Oh, no. It's all student-driven. So I'll get Coach K, and I'm going to give it back to Bailey. So if you have any questions from the students. One thing that I would add, Spring Branch offers a health and health fitness scholarship for our seniors. And for those students that are involved with the Lion program, they're actually put at the forefront. So right now we are 2 for 2. For 2 years, we've taken all their scholarships. Just an added bonus.
Nice.
Let me get
Coach K. All right, get out.
Bailey, can you hear us? I don't know the rules.
Hello?
Coach K.
Yes.
Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast. I don't know if you can see all my students here, but yeah. You can probably see just part of them. All right, so from your perspective, we heard from Bailey and Ms. Webb there, but from your perspective, how does this affect your classroom?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
How does having Ms. Webb and her students come over, how does that affect your classroom or your gym time?
For gym time, I mean, as you can see, they're still active, but the goal is they're teaching them lifelong lessons that they're going to utilize when they get older. And even now, especially for our community, many of our kids at the fifth grade level have to take care of their younger brothers or sisters. And so if we can teach them prevention, which that's what the Sports Medicine 2 students are doing, I think it's going to help them in the long run.
All right, so on that same note, do you have any stories of students that have actually had to use something that they've been taught?
Sorry, do I have any stories of students that what?
So if they're teaching them injury prevention, do you have any stories of your fifth grade students using what they have just been taught?
Well, thankfully not anything like an emergency, but some of them went home last year when they taught them on some of the household items they could use to splint up the students. They taught their younger brothers or sisters about that. So, I mean, it's kind of like a domino effect. The kids at the high school level teach our fifth graders. They pass that message on to their brothers and sisters who are in kinder and first.
Okay. So thankfully, no emergency injuries, but they are sharing the knowledge that they're using and never know.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And they also, I know that Ms. Webb, they offer a training session once a year at the Don Coleman Coliseum. And so some of our kids from the fifth grade get chosen to go be a part of that, and they give them a more in-depth, thorough explanation of sports medicine training, and they get to meet some of the Texans trainers and college trainers from around the city.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Are y'all still there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought one of my students was asking me something. What do you see as the biggest drawback, the hardest thing with the high school students coming over? Because, you know, we've heard that it's really good and it benefits the kids and gets them into the program.
I wouldn't really consider it a drawback. I think the beginning is kind of like you got to take yourself out of coach and teacher mode and not jump in when you see the kids kind of going through some obstacles and challenges as far as teaching. To be honest, I guess some could view that as a drawback, but for many, that's how we learn through experience. And so the kids progressively, as they begin, they start in the beginning, they progressively get better and more effective at their teaching and what they're doing. So I don't know if that answered your question, but to me, it's not really a drawback, but it's just allowing the kids to, I'm going to use the word fail, but it's not that they're failures, but you got to let the kids fail at some things because that's how they grow and they learn from their mistakes. So for the next lesson they come in and teach, they adjust to the to what did not work and they correct it.
All right. Very diplomatic answer there. Okay. Well, you guys have any other questions for the elementary coach here?
No.
Hello?
Well, Coach K, thanks for talking to us real quick. We're going to talk back with Ms. Webb, if you will.
I'm sorry?
So thanks for talking with us. We're going to talk back with Ms. Webb.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here. Whoops, wait, I just lost you. Okay, I'm here.
What are some of the challenges you faced in getting the program started?
My biggest challenge was budget. I don't have a budget for sports medicine, period. So to add a program that required transportation, even though our elementary is only like a few blocks down the road, I wanted to make a point that we are starting a new program and that we needed all the benefits that everyone else got. So budget was the hardest. I would like for my sports medicine students to have a uniform where they wear a t-shirt every time they teach, so the fifth graders, when they see them, they recognize them. We have fifth graders that come out to our athletic events, and they know the different high schoolers. But I feel that there's some things that we can do to make that better. So budget has been our biggest issue.
All right, so do you think that all the visibility that this program has gained has is pushing administration towards giving you at least something?
Yes, I do. I've applied for many grants as well. It's hard to get people that don't understand how effective student-to-student learning is to give a monetary amount to that instead of buying new textbooks. So that's kind of been the uphill battle. I've presented at school board meetings and health fitness district meetings, and every time I present, they get more and more on board. So I'm hoping to have a budget in the near future.
All right, and then you told me one time we talked that y'all have a bus that already runs so that your kids can jump on that, or how did you solve the transportation?
Yes. One of our elementary schools, our new one this year, actually applied for a grant and was accepted, and that's how we got a bus to our new elementary school. The principal there wanted it so badly, they did whatever they needed to. Our elementary that we're at right now that you're watching, Westwood, is just down the street. And so, like I had told you before, we have buses that are en route throughout the day, and transportation said, yes, we love the program, and so we're allowed to jump on a bus and ride over to the elementary school.
That's awesome that the elementary school wrote a grant and did whatever they could to bring your program.
Yes, our biggest problem other than budget right now is we have too many elementary schools that want us.
So now you're going to have to start selling the other high schools on it, huh?
Yes.
That's cool. That's awesome. Kind of makes you feel good about what you're doing.
Yes. And we're actually leaving, so Bailey and I are going to walk out of the gym.
Okay.
So when we come over for Lion, high schoolers only miss their sports medicine period. They don't miss any other class periods.
Are y'all on a block schedule?
Okay, and I don't know how much longer I'll have Wi-Fi.
Okay, well, we can go ahead and end it there, and then that way we don't get dropped in the middle of the call or middle of a question. So, Ms. Webb and sports medicine class, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome. If you guys have any questions, please call us back or email us anytime if you guys are interested in the program or if you want to hear from the other students. It's amazing to hear their feedback when they come back for the first time after they've taught and they realize how much a teacher really has to do and how hard teaching really is, especially a medical skill.
All right, don't
so
be trying
really,
to
really cool experience.
I'm be trying to recruit my kids from Pasadena to Springwood so they can be part of that.
Hey, I'm just
kidding. So, all right, Miss Webb, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh my gosh, I want to do that. We should start going to middle schools.
All right, so there is a lot. We're not done.
Oh.
There's a lot of work. You guys didn't stop the recording, did you?
No.
Okay, good. There's a lot of work involved in that. You hear all the stuff she was doing. So it starts with research. So we'd have to find out about, we didn't get to ask the last question, the leadership, how can I get the principals to agree and that kind of thing.
We can write them a note.
I probably will email her or talk to her.
Just
put it on a post-it note. But I tell you what, for your homecoming, oh, we already had homecoming. For your Burn Sam, sure, you can just put whatever it is. We want to visit the elementary schools.
We're making a shirt?
I don't know. You guys always make, well, students always make shirts for Burn Sam.
I never mind.
I think that's why they made that Burn Sam shirt. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, anyways, we'll skip past that. So this is something that it'd be really cool to do because right now most of you are from San Jack when we went to come and visit the middle school or intermediate, whichever one it is. And so if we were able to go to the 5th and 6th grade campus and teach something like that, then it would
be awesome. Dude.
We should go to Days of Autumn. Nah, they bad. Never mind. Let's not go there.
Days of All is a 5th and 6th grade campus.
My brother's going to be there. It's 5th and 6th.
Hey, boy,
so that may be somewhere where we can start because we already walk there. We could have that connection. So we'd have to figure out what we were going to teach. We'd have to develop the lesson. We'd have to practice teaching. And then we'd have to get permission and all that other stuff.
Thompson.
So it's an option.
Faking injury.
We got to start small. Start small. Right.
Just to be walking. I want to be walking. You all right? No, I'm not all right.
My neck is not bad.
I like that one. I like that. I like what they do. Like, it looks so much fun. Like, I want to do that.
What are you talking about? Playing torpedo or teaching?
The elementary students.
Everything. Yeah. Like, from the beginning to the end. Like when they said hi to when they said bye.
I talked to Ms. Webb last year on the podcast, but I talked to her, you know, twice because we played them last year and this year. And I've been impressed with what they do. I think they're doing a lot of cool things, and you know, in 45 minutes we only get to talk about a little bit of the stuff. I'd really like to be able to, you know, sit down and meet with her or just share all the stuff with her. And so
field trip to Springwoods.
Let's go.
I don't think that exactly works.
Let's go get the bus.
Leg up.
So
let's go on the
isn't there like a bus outside just sitting outside in front of the bus stop?
Yeah.
Oh my god, we should like go by one. I mean, we should like buy a word and just leave right now.
Oh man, I was gonna say something
better
for that.
No, there's a bus
right,
outside.
Well, on that note, yeah. we will be in touch with Springwoods High School about what they're doing, about how to get information, about possibly doing something similar. I can't guarantee anything. I'm not making any promises. But we're gonna go ahead and close it out. So if you will stick with us, there are certain people that we do want to continually thank. I don't know if I tell you guys thank you. This is a lot of work, and you guys don't have to be involved. You don't have to participate.
Mm-hmm.
But you do, and you do a great job. So I want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And Ali will get it in just a second because she's listening on the Ustream.
Ali, you're very focused on the keyboard now.
She's listening. All right, and then also passing the ISD Education Foundation. Passing ISD Education Foundation has the McDonald's Invitational Tournament coming up, and that's where they raise a lot of money for the grants. And, you know, I've said before, there's probably $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 worth of grants that I've received from them or other places. And so Passing ISD Education Foundation is a really big supporter of what we do here. Our school lets me do all this stuff, and they're going to be helping us make some improvements so that we don't have to turn on the overhead projectors. Are going to supposed to be getting a light switch in here and a light switch on the other side, and they're working on building a wall. And then, of course, my beautiful wife, Sarah. I don't think she's listening today because she's volunteering at the Mission Centers of Houston, but she listens whenever I have a Skype call. You know, she's there. She's my practice Skype call, or she listens to the podcast, tell me what I can do better, or she edit stuff for me all the time, and almost every single grant that I've written she's looked at and fixed for me. So my beautiful bride Sarah, I want to say thank you for everything you do to help and support us here. Edith, do you have any words of wisdom?
Like
like we should try at least to get like some of the high schools in our district to at least try to help out the elementary kids, teach them.
All right, so follow a good example. So probably what we ought to do is start here and make it work, and then show the other ones, kind of like what she did there. Yeah. So
we should talk to the principal about us going to elementaries.
All right, so let me get some more information from Ms. Webb, and then we'll look at doing it. I can't promise or guarantee anything. We'll look at doing it.
Okay.
All right, and then we'll start small and then go from there. So.
Okay.
All right, well, if you want to check us out, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com, where you can watch live almost every single Wednesday, unless there's something else going on. You can download the audio on most of your podcast sources. So the live stream will be up on YouTube. There will be a link to that on our website. And this one would be better if you watched it on YouTube, because you can actually see the video of kind of what's going on. And so that's our website.
Follow us on Twitter at PHS Sports Med, Google Plus PHS Athletic Training, Facebook.com/PHS Athletic Training.
For Jeremy,
Brianna,
Laura,
Marissa,
Morena,
Edith,
Lorena,
Asia,
Alex,
Marlin.
There's the Sports Medicine Crew, Springwoods High School, and Cat Webb. That's a wrap.